I got the bow tie website. I got to monetize my skill set. By the way, we're also got a big deal, Carl. A dream weekend with D-Leg.
Dream weekend.
In Canton, Ohio. If you subscribe now, deluxe airfare. And we'll stay at a Motel 6 in Canton off the interstate.
So that's probably what's going on with D, and we'll grab him. Right. But if you're just tuning in, man, and you're going, Dukes and Bell, man, what are you guys hearing? What's the latest? Look, there was some good. There was some bad.
Right.
And this is to be expected in these joint practices. I think the thing that's probably bugging Falcon fans, my guess, Mike, the most is when you hear Tua, you know, is bobbling snaps and whatnot. Like, that to me is inexcusable. You're going to throw some picks. That's going to happen, especially one-on-ones. We're talking about not one-on-ones. I'm talking about ones versus ones. This is their one, you know, defense against our guys. But at the end of the day, there were no fights today. And I said to Mike when we started this morning, I was hoping for some energy. Like, that's what I wanted.
Right. And as we said, I don't want to make it a federal case, but okay. Sample size, it was a small sample size. But at least, hey, look at the bright side. The good news is our coach actually puts the starters in preseason.
That's true.
The bad news is we're like absolute crap, and the two of them missed the snap, and it was just really bad. So then when we hear from Daniel Flick and D-Led and, you know, Josh Kendall, all the Atlanta media that's up there, it's like two of them missed another snap. So we had basically botched snap, you know, Bijan runs into a wall,
yep,
and incomplete. So that's just what? We did hear from some of the reporters from Atlanta that the wide receivers are really having success, at least in the one-on-one deals. So the athleticism, and Jahan Dotson apparently, and I saw this from even from some of the Indianapolis media, Jahan Dotson apparently showing his athleticism, a guy that we don't really have much expectations for. He has a chance to be the solid number two, and then Branch can be the slot and gadget guy.
That's how I see it. I mean, like, and I think you can do so many things with Branch.
Right.
But we talked about Tua through a pick, and it's funny because D-Led also said, look, the guy that got the pick, his name is Wally. I believe it's cornerback Justin Wally. He got a pick six on Tua. And he said just earlier in the practice, Drake London was killing this guy. So that's right. What we're talking about. Sometimes it's hit or miss, and that's why you're out there getting this work in, man. But Daniel Jones, he played today. And Daniel Jones has been cleared, guys. We keep talking about Michael Penix. Daniel Jones is coming off an Achilles. So he's out there at practice. He threw a 50-yard bomb to Josh Downs for the Colts. And then the Falcons answered with the pick six by Tua, and that's when the pickoff happened. But Drake got the best of their corners, and so there's some good and bad in all of this.
And we did learn from D-Led, and again, if he's covering right now some of the post interviews, yeah, and we may not get him, we'll get him first thing day said maybe first thing tomorrow in the 2 o'clock hour. But he gave us some information. Now you and I were of the impression it was an arm issue with Jawan Taylor.
Yeah,
I mean calling me stupid that's what we were hearing. And D-Led reports earlier today that Jawan Taylor apparently had a knee surgery in March, maybe something to clean up something. But that's a guy we're leaning into. It's not like it's not a monster contract because he's trying to reinvent himself after getting cut by the Chiefs. But this guy's won a Super Bowl ring, and we're expecting him to, you know, be the blindside guy at the right tackle.
But you know what? I mean, again, they've been keeping this close to the vest, but it makes sense, Mike, because he missed all of the lead-up workouts.
Right.
Minicamp, OTAs, everything. And remember, they were like, he's here, but he's not participating. And we're like, okay, well, he'll be ready for camp. Then we got to camp, and day one, it was like news drop of all the bad news. Quarterbacks right. aren't ready. Jawan Taylor's not ready. But right after practice today, the folks that are up there interviewing and reporters got a chance to talk to him, and that's when this got revealed where Jawan mentioned, oh, yeah, I'm coming off of this thing. Nobody had said that.
Yeah, and we did have it right. It was a tricep elbow injury that ended his 25 season. That's what we were of the opinion. So big difference, you know, again. Not just like Mitch Evans in the old days. Guys, when Mitch was our sideline reporter, news in from the tent, it's either his elbow or his hole. We'll get back to you. But anyway, it's different body parts. But we want to see this guy. Certainly, there's some good positives. And I didn't hear anything about any false starts or anything like that. But and tomorrow, it will probably get more chippy because after 2 days of teams getting after it, that's generally when the shenanigans starts. Although the other day, as we said in Dallas, it was just right off the jump.
Yeah. And the one thing that I want to get more info on is the pass rush stuff that they worked on today, right? I mean, right.
Who's getting there?
Yeah.
Are we stopping Jonathan Taylor? Remember, Jonathan Taylor ran through us like through a goose in Berlin. Couldn't stop him at all. Christian McCaffrey. And that's why we looked at what have we done to address run defense. We brought in Mason Smith, the guy from Jaguars. We moved on. We traded Rook straight up for him. But are we going to be better against the run? You brought that up yesterday.
Yeah. That's one thing. Like, if you were asking me if I could be there, that's what I'm going to watch would be the edge. Because it's a big question right now. It's a big question. All we got a bunch of guys in this room, including now Za'Darius Smith, but he's not practicing. And so you say, who's going to step up? Who's going to fill the void? And then I still, you know, Mike, I said corner as well. I wanted to see, but I think it may be a little misleading. I would hope that the Colts would have had their one and two wide receivers available, but those guys are injured. And again, that's why Keenan Allen is there. Mm-hmm. But that's why I don't know if those battles are going to be as good as maybe we think they would be.
We're giving you some of the takes from Atlanta media, from Stephen Holder, who was at practice covering the Colts. Practice is wrapped. Strange day for the Colts offense. Run game, he said, thumbs down.
They didn't
All right, well, that's we just literally talked about that. Pass game, thumbs up. He says, Shane Steichen said the Colts need to clean up some execution in the run game. But Daniel Jones, coming off the Achilles, was on fire for most of the day against the Falcons secondary, according to this reporter.
This guy's been revitalized, man. I mean, he was really good last year, and then he gets hurt, and their season goes in the tank.
Right.
Right? So much so, they went and got old-ass Phillip Rivers to try to fill the void instead of playing the kid and Anthony Richardson. But it's funny to me, Mike, because sometimes it is the coach and the scheme and going somewhere. Because in New York, most people thought he was a bum. And now it feels like this guy may be on the second. You know, it's sort of like, who am I thinking of? Sam Darnold.
Right.
Right?
Right, getting that resurgence. You know, it was a weird spot for the Giants. They were kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't with his contract. Because he had popped, but he hadn't, you know, convinced Giants fans. And then they gave him the deal, and you saw where it went. But remember, they called him Indiana Jones. And look, remember, guys, they're in the number two or number one seed in the AFC with like five games to spare.
Right.
He gets hurt, and they lose everything down the stretch. You mentioned bringing Phillip Rivers back. Question about if the accurate report is accurate, secondary struggling. We saw Mike Hughes get burned ugly on Friday night against the Broncos.
But again, time in the pocket. It was like 9 seconds they had to
It's all hand in hand. Without pass rush, that happens all the time.
Yeah. More reports saying the Colts defense had a solid edge over the Falcons offense today. Drake did some really good things. A few sacks, a few pressures, tackles for loss. Falcons did hit a few good run plays. Again, Bijan is practicing now. I mean, he's out there. So, you know, those are things to be expected. But we're going to get more info and continue to break it down, man. But this is critical work. Because your guys are not going to play on Saturday.
Right.
So you're trying to get all this stuff in. You got one day in, tomorrow, and then, Mike, you come back. And then that third preseason game, all of a sudden, call me crazy, it gets important to me.
Right.
I got to see some things.
And then you get 2 weeks off until the season starts.
Yeah.
So, and again, that's why we're going over this stuff, because we're just trying to get every little kernel of information, because, as you said, we're not going to get to see the A-team. You know, you'll see a cobble together of the second stringers and more, you know, coming up on Saturday. Heck, they might even start the big guy. You know, Jack Strand might even start over Cooper Rush. Who knows?
Who's going to be the third quarterback, by the way?
Well, everybody loves the backup, and everybody loves Jack Strand. He's got some things he's got to work on. No one debates, you know, the size, the arm strength. You saw it. Don't you think he's progressed and gotten better? We saw him throwing the ball behind people.
Yeah.
He's getting the time. Because remember, the speed is just so much faster now, even in practice.
It's different.
Than it was where he was playing, at the level he was playing.
Yeah, that was my concern the first few days when I'm watching him, and I was like, ooh, he's late on some things. That anticipation, you can be a big, strong arm, Mike, in college and get away with that. Not in the NFL. And that's the thing. Like, you can't be late on these throws. And so that was my concern, but he has gotten better. And look, I see the promise. You know, I don't want to project and be like, yeah, he's going to turn out to be. But I see the promise in why they may have given him a shot. Right. So I don't know who's going to, because the guy asked me, he's like, Cooper Rush has won games in the NFL. He's going to be our third guy.
No, I mean, based on experience, yeah, but a cheaper option to go with the guy is an undrafted free agent.
No doubt.
Josh Kendall put the video out there. We were talking about it earlier. The really cool Falcons have it too. But that contested catch that Drake made in the 11-on-11, that's a thing of beauty. But we're used to seeing him do that.
Man, he makes plays. Like, you don't have to be perfect with him.
That's the part of his game that reminds you of Julio, that Julio would bail people out, you know?
Yeah, you just go make it happen. By the way, I'm just looking at this. I guess they're already working out, Mike. There's a picture of LeBron and Maxi and Jaylen Brown that's out there. And I'm like, oh, okay. I guess they've already gotten together. I thought LeBron was still golfing in the offseason here.
So did he helicopter down from New York for this?
Yeah, I don't know. But they're saying a new energy, new era. And then I'm looking at these pictures. We were talking today, the day they played that soundbite. It just popped up in my timeline.
The Celtics owner does a long interview, and he basically gave a long answer on why would you sign off on trading Jaylen Brown, which he had to do. He's the governor. You know, he basically is the honcho for the Celtics as far as the buck stops with him. You know, Brad Stevens brings it to him, and he basically kind of like, well, you know, it's like he's convincing himself it was a good idea. Everyone knows you brought it up. Paul George is not even half the player that Jaylen Brown is at this stage.
No, not at all, man. I think that's going to be where they screwed up. I think that will hurt the Celtics in the long run. What's up, O?
Dana and I just sent a tweet. It's a cut after practice or a quote after practice from Tua to the media.
Okay.
I think you should read it, Carl. Maybe that's kind of it'll revitalize your feelings on Tua.
Are you fading on Tua?
No, I haven't faded. I mean, you guys keep throwing me under the bus thing, and I'm faded on him.
Have you given up on Tua?
Not yet.
Have you called for the service car? Did you give him a gift basket like Derek Jeter after your one-night stand?
Ask Tua about receiving feedback from Kevin Stefanski and Tommy Reese so far in their time working together. Quote. Yeah, I think they've been very helpful. There's no holding back. Tua's answer to this. They'll tell you what it is, and you move forward from that. I think as a professional football player, that's all you can ask for, right? Constructive criticism and being able to take that and apply it moving forward. It's what they want to see, and it's what you kind of want to see in yourself. You take that coaching point, you learn from it, Mike, and you move forward.
That's right. Hang in there, baby.
Why are you looking at me like that, O?
Again, we're trending into fortune cookie land.
He's back.
Again.
He's back, Mike.
He's back.
He's not lying, guys.
You take it. You learn from it. You move forward.
It's exactly right.
You know, how about this? You take the snap. You catch the ball. You move back. And you throw the football.
You make the read.
You make the read.
And then you throw the football.
The ball hits your hands. It doesn't hit the ground. Yeah. And then the play starts. That's a key to it.
Look, again, I don't think, first of all, we've been saying this. They don't owe any of these guys anything.
No.
Anything. Nope. So I wouldn't expect anything less for them to be brutally honest with the performances of everybody across the board. Man, I said this. This is why, Mike, I am struggling with your comment. None of these guys are trying to lose. None of them.
Right.
So, when you start saying a gap year, it's almost like, yeah, man, I'll just collect this check.
Oh, no.
I'm good.
My phrase, gap year, means, you're transitioning from the previous regime, which did some good things in the draft and some really dumb things, you know. And now you're clearing the cap. We're going to have a ton of cap space. We may, again, as you say, there's no way you can guarantee. These guys who hit us up on the text, we got a tank. It doesn't happen.
Nope.
It's not the way it works. And by the way, having all the cap space in the world doesn't guarantee you anything either. Talk to the Jets. They've had that situation many times. But I like where this team is headed. I like the draft. But I'm just concerned about, and again, we're going to find out. We won't find out Saturday. We've got to rely on the reporters and talk to the guys what they see tomorrow. Where's our pass rush coming from? Who's going to be the quarterback? Guys, what's the old line from?
You just heard from the quarterback.
Yeah, no, my quarterback.
You just heard
Michael
from
Penix Jr.
Now he's your quarterback. You just heard from the guy.
As Billy D said, as Gale Sayers, when you hit your knees tonight, say a prayer for Michael Penix's knees because we want him out there. We need him out there.
There's a lot of people. Thank you. Oh, there's a lot of people who've been giving him prayers. Hey, man, we got to get out of the way. Tomorrow we'll get D on. Tomorrow, because obviously he's interviewing
us. I'm sorry, guys. I was dealing with a major subscription.
We'll get him on tomorrow.
Bowtie Sports.
We're also going to talk to Mike Griffith tomorrow from Dog Nation. Lots of stuff, guys, we're chasing down. So make sure you're here at 2 o'clock. Stay tuned. Chris has got a short show. And then we got Atlanta United tonight. They're on the road in Minnesota. Pre-game at 7:30. Kick is at 8:30. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Hey, thanks to all of our guests. Great stuff from Indianapolis early in the show from Greg Rakestraw. Again, Colts play-by-play guy on television. Very informative stuff. Go check it out.
He sounded like it, too.
He did.
Well, I'll tell you what. Indiana football fans have dealt with a lot of misery, Carl.
He's on them all the time. Yeah. Hey, man. Oh, great job behind the glass. Day-Day executive producing. Stay tuned. Turtle has got you covered,
hey,
man.
Hey, it's Turtle.
We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. All right, guys. Thanks for being here listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Mike Bell. Clear your throat.
I always defend Alex Anthopoulos. I always feel that, somehow the management's kind of monkeying around. He never gets to spend big money on pitchers. They can never close that gap between us and where the Phillies are. But I got to be honest, man. Jerickson Profar. Hassan Kim. Sean Murphy. That's where we're at. Tyler Kenley. That's money. I mean, if you're McGurk.
That's a lot of.
I know that's a lot of. you need some wet naps, man. You're gonna need some. You need some baby wipes on that, man. But if Terry McGuirk comes in and goes, "Hey, man, you know that's almost $100 million of, you know, that's not, you're not getting production, or $80 million. Either way, it's money that's going out the door. You get nothing for it."
Yeah, it's fair. For me, guys, these practices are important. Look, we're not over exaggerating when we want to find out and know how these one on ones are going, or a certain position group. Mike's right. There are a lot of questions. But you can find out more about your team. The one thing I would ask you, we are now going into week 4, past training camp. We're into the preseason. What's the culture of this football team? Do you know? I don't. Hey, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't.
You had your quarterly evaluation with your supervisor, and the rating was